This past spring, the United Nations sponsored an international children's summit that was meant to address a number of the global problems that children are facing today. We spoke recently with Barbara Woodhouse, the director of the University of Florida Center for Children and the Law, about the summit, which she attended as a delegate of the American Bar Association.
This is a really unique summit because it's the first time in my knowledge that children under 18 have been active participants in policy making at the international level in a really organized and formalized way. And the children came from all the countries of the world. There were 300 children as delegates. And they met beforehand in New York City, and they presented a children's report or a children's document to the special session, asking for certain policy issues to be addressed and stating what they felt were the major problems children were facing. And then they participated every day in every one of the sessions. Every single session panel had at least one under 18 representative.
Given the seriousness of the children's concerns about economic, environmental, health, human rights, child labor, and child protection issues, we asked Professor Woodhouse if she thought the children were able to make their voices heard, despite the intimidating nature of the setting and the fact that they were expressing their views before the adult leadership of their countries.
I felt the children and youth who were speaking were often able to really speak out in settings in which adults would have been intimidated. Again, to give a specific example, there was one session on children in armed conflict, and a head of state from an African country rose and said, we had a very dark period in our history where children in armed conflict was a serious problem, but it's all much better now. And a child from his own delegation stood up and said, Mr. President, I'm sorry to disagree with you, but there are still many children who are kidnapped and fighting in the mountains and unable to escape, and I myself, until only a year or two ago, was in that situation. So you had a real confrontation between the official story and the real story that was being told by the child. And I doubt if an adult would have had the courage to stand up and confront the head of state in that way.